for the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm joined by Center College head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson. The Colonels picking up a win today, 65-46, in the first SCAC Women's quarterfinal matchup over Hendricks College. And coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks, Russell. I'm really proud of our kids, and it was just a great hard-fought game.
Coach, as you mentioned, just sort of your opening comments on how the game played out this evening for the Colonels.
Well, our kids, you know, with eight seniors, they weren't ready to be done, so they came out and did a good job getting off to a good start. We hit a lull. Give Hendricks' team a lot of credit. They've got a lot of seniors who weren't ready to be done, too. They're very physical, very tough. We hit a wall where we were a little tired, and we had to find our second gear and push through that fatigue and try to get it back, and made a nice run towards the end of the first half.
Well, Coach, you mentioned your seniors, and one of those seniors that stood out tonight, Maggie Pruitt, 18 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, another stat-stuffing, all-around great game for her. Just talk about her performance this afternoon.
Yeah, she's great. She's our biggest competitor, and definitely, again, another great line for her, and just steady on the court, and just ready to lead her team, and I'm glad she had a lot of success tonight. She did a really great job for us.
You know, Coach, you give the Warriors some credit, and that much deservedly so, as you guys got off to a good start, but they made a nice run of their own, 15-5 run to take the lead sort of more than halfway into that first half. But as offensively as this team is, I thought the thing that made the difference was you guys really stepped up on defense and created some turnovers, and then closed out that first half with a big 17-3 run over the end of the first half and into the second. Talk about the way your defense was able to really spark your offense this afternoon.
Well, that's what we've had to kind of rely on throughout the year. We are a really nice offensive team, and we've had to get so much better defensively and really grind it out to try to get stops and rebounds. And the kids have really bought in and worked really hard to get better in this area and be active and improve their defensive game. And we really try to always talk about letting our defensive efforts set the tone for the offensive end. And they did a really good job of refocusing on that and doing that to make that run at the end of the first half.
Coach, you knew coming to Birmingham that there was the possibility of playing 3 games in 3 days. You had 15 players play minutes for you tonight. Your bench played outstanding, outscoring Hendricks' bench 21-7. Talk about the production you got off the bench, not only in terms of minutes, but scoring as well.
It was huge. We got to rest a lot of our people. Would like to have rested Maggie a little more, but she is so valuable on the floor for us. That's been the signature of this team, is our depth. And they know all 15 better be ready to go, because we all practice together every day. And, you know, when you can bring people off the bench and go 10, 11 deep and never lose anything and actually build a lead more, something pretty special. And we hope, you know, that it'll help sustain us tomorrow. And just want to try to have the best legs we have underneath us for tomorrow's game.
Coach, I asked Maggie the same thing, but one of the things that stood out to me tonight, when you first played Hendricks, you got out-rebound. Tonight you came in the first game of this SCAC tournament, and you worked hard on the glass, out-rebounding the Warriors 48-31. Talk about your team's ability to hit the boards this afternoon and how important that was for this team.
We had just focused on it all week and talked about it. You know, they're great rebounders. I can't say enough about Jamie Tate. She is an outstanding player and just did a great job. And she's a tough person to box and to keep under control on the boards. And the kids just made a great effort to do that. And it's kudos to them. They just made the effort to try to – she got all their attention, I'll be honest with you. So that helped us out.
Coach, finally, defensively, I know we talked a little bit, but you held the Warriors to 26.8% from the floor this evening. And you caused a lot of trouble with really active hands and that full court pressure. Talk about what you were able specifically to do defensively that really slowed Hendricks down and got them out of rhythm, especially on their offensive end of the floor.
Well, we got to change up our defenses quite a bit and tried not to let them get an offensive rhythm. And I think that was the key. When you change up defenses, when teams get an offensive rhythm, they're hard to stop. And they knew that they had to keep changing defenses and being active. And our kids really personnel scout a lot. They're very smart, and they study personnel and understand who they're guarding when they're on people.
Coach, with the win, you guys improved to 22-3 on the season, advancing to tomorrow's SCAC semifinals at 5 p.m. from the campus of Birmingham Southern College. You don't know who you'll play, either the winner of the Rhodes College and Colorado College game, and you know you'll be up to the challenge. But besides who you play, the things that you can control, what do you need to continue to do as a team tomorrow to make a run into the SCAC championship game?
we've got to just continue to get production from everybody, 10, 11 people. If we have to go deeper, they've got to be able to produce. We've got to continue to execute on both ends of the floor and be mentally engaged in what we're doing. You know, as legs get tired, we'll start mentally getting fatigued too, and we can't let that happen.
Center College head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson. Again, the Colonels picking up a win today in the first SCAC women's quarterfinal matchup over Hendricks College, 65-46, advancing tomorrow's first SCAC women's semifinal game. Coach, again, congratulations and best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Russell.